Blog Talk Radio.
I had to ask Melvin and Doug Williams to stop by.
Ooh, wee.
To remind us that there's purpose in our pain. It may not look good right now. Don't worry.
Oh,
my.
Hey,
I've been thinking about you and all the things you go through. Your mother, the cancer, the problems at home.
Sorry,
I wish I could think so strong.
Oh.
I hurt when you hurt. I cry when you cry.
Yes, I do.
Even the deep ones sometimes wonder, why am I going through?
Oh.
I'm waiting, but I still know you.
He is the only hope I have.
He's been in control.
Thank you. You're listening to the Spirit Alive Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everybody. I'm Bishop Shalene Cook, and I serve as your modern-day Shulamite woman as the owner and executive producer of the Spirit Alive Network. And on tonight, it truly blesses my soul to welcome you once again to another installation of Walking in Virtue for this Wednesday, November the 10th, 2021. And now, my brothers and sisters, retrieve your Bibles. Get something to write with and to write on, because the banquet table is about to be spread with your anointed host, facilitator, and my beloved friend, Pastor Dorsell Ware. Hallelujah.
Praise God. This is Dorsell Ware, Pastor Dorsell Ware. And this is truly an honor. Thank you, Bishop, for letting me have space and have this channel on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you. I just thank God for today. I thank God for everyone that's listening. And we just want you to open your hearts and open your minds to receive the word of God. If you have your Bibles, we're going to go to Exodus chapter 14. And we're going to start with the 8th verse. And we're going to talk about tonight the real power of God. I'm going to give you some scenarios of the power of God. We know he's omnipotent. We know all these things. But God is our power. So we're going to start Exodus 14, and we're going to start at number 5, okay? When the king of Egypt was told that the people were gone, he and his servants changed their minds. They said, "What have we done, letting Israel, our slave labor, go free?" So his chariot turned up and got his army together. Now, I'm reading from the Message Bible. He took 600 of his best chariots with the rest of the Egyptians in chariots and their drivers coming along. 8 says, God made Pharaoh, king of Egypt, stubborn, determined to chase the Israelites as they walked out on him without even looking back. The Egyptians gave chase and caught up with them where they had made camp by the sea. All of Pharaoh's horse-drawn chariots and their riders, all his foot soldiers, was at Pi-Hahiroth, opposite of Baal-Zephon. I'm at 10. 10 says, as Pharaoh approached the Israelites, they looked up and saw them, the Egyptians coming at them. Yeah, their enemy coming after them. They were totally afraid. They cried out in terror to God. They told Moses, "Weren't the cemeteries large enough in Egypt so that you had to take us out here in the wilderness to die? What have you done to us, taking us out of Egypt? Back in Egypt, didn't we tell you this would happen? Didn't we tell you leave us alone here in Egypt?" Now they're complaining. "We're better off as slaves in Egypt than corpses in the wilderness." 13 says, Moses spoke to the people, said, "Don't be afraid. Stand firm and watch God do his work of salvation for you today. Take a good look at the Egyptians today, so you're never going to see them again." They were never going to see their enemies again because God was getting ready to show his power. 14 says, "God will fight the battle for you. And you keep your mouth shut." 15 and 16 says, God said to Moses, "Why cry out to me? Speak to the Israelites. Order them to get moving. Hold your staff high and stretch your hand out over the sea. Split the sea. The Israelites will walk through the sea on dry ground." Praise God. 17 says, "Meanwhile, I'll make sure," now God was going to make sure the Egyptians keep up their stubborn chase. "I'll use Pharaoh and his entire army his chariots and his horsemen to put my glory on display so the Egyptian will realize that I am God. Bless your name. 19 says, the angel of God that had been leading the camp of Israel now shifted and got behind them. And the pillar of cloud that had been in front also shifted to the rear. The cloud was now between the camp of Egypt and the camp of Israel. The cloud had shrouded one camp in darkness and flooded the other with light. The two camps didn't come near each other all night long. We're still talking about the fire of God. 21 says, then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and God, with a terrific east wind all night long, made the sea go back. He made the sea dry ground. Look at God. The seawater split. 22 and 25 says, the Israelites walked through the sea on dry ground with the waters a wall to the right and to the left. The Egyptians came after them in full pursuit. All the enemy was coming after the Egyptians. Every horse, every chariot, driver of Pharaoh, racing into the middle of the sea. It was now the morning watch. God looked down from the pillar of fire and cloud on the Egyptian army and threw them into a panic. He clogged the wheels of the chariot. They were stuck in the mud. The Egyptians said, run from Israel. God is fighting their side and against Egypt. 26 says, God said to Moses, stretch out your hand over the sea, and the waters will come back over the Egyptians, over their chariots, over the horsemen. 27 and 28 says, Moses stretched his hand out over the sea as the day broke and the Egyptians were running. The sea returned to its place as before. God dumped the Egyptians in the middle of the sea. The waters returned, drowning the chariots and the riders of Pharaoh's army that had chased after Israel into the sea. Not one of them survived. But the Israelites walked right through the middle of the sea. Hallelujah. On dry ground. The waters forming a wall to the right and to the left. Can you imagine that? Walking on dry ground through the middle of the sea? Because our God is just like that. God delivered Israel that day from the oppression of the Egyptians. And Israel looked at the Egyptian dead, washed up on the shore of the sea, and realized the tremendous power that God brought against the Egyptians. The people were in reverent awe before God and trusted in God. Trusted in God. Hallelujah. So I want you to just take time to think about this. While the Israelites walked out of Egypt, and I'm sure they was wishing they had a ferry to cross the Red Sea after they had walked out of Egypt. Just use your imagination. In our own recent history, I mean the last couple of hundred years, we have the stories of Mormons who pushed their hand carts with all their belongings in them across the Great Plain all the way to Salt Lake, Utah. But nothing, listen to this, but nothing can compare with the little stroll that Moses and the Israelites took. But they had to cross the Red Sea first. They had to have faith that when Moses stretched out that rod, that they were going to be able to walk on dry ground. Can you even begin to imagine that? What power God must have to only part the Red Sea, but to dry the ground so his children could cross the dry ground. And then when the Israelites had to wander in the desert, listen, for 40 years, he fed them every day. What amazing displays of power these things are.
Yes.
Okay. So first, let's look at what it took to cross the Red Sea. The Israelites had to get across the Red Sea at night. Now, if they went on a narrow path, double file, the line would be 800 miles long and would require 35 days and nights to get through it. So there had to be a space in the Red Sea, listen to this, 3 miles wide,
yes,
so that they could walk miles in a breath to get over in one night. Now after that, Moses and the people were in the desert. But what was he going to do with them? They had to be fed, and feeding 3 million people requires a lot of food, right? And just think, they were 40 years in transit. And oh yes, they would have to have water if they only had enough to drink and wash the dishes. So I'm just giving you a little history on that. But this is what God told me. Even in the midst of the devil messing with us, God is still the whole Godhead. He's the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. How can a pastor preach, or how can I preach and tell anyone to describe the power of our God? It is truly sometimes impossible to describe the power of God, because he is so powerful. Can I get an amen? And great.
Amen.
But I will try tonight to explain it. To describe power in the scripture, it often tells us of the authority that God has, total authority over all things. Hallelujah. He reigns over everything he has created. We talk about the power of God. God possesses the ability to do whatever he wants to do and when he wants. God is so mighty, just with one touch, he can destroy cities and the world if he wants. But he is a loving God, a sovereign God. But we must trust him and believe he is the God of the heavens and the earth. God's power and authority is limitless. Hallelujah. He is all-powerful. The Bible reveals him as such. God has given powerful things in our lives for us. God is O-M-N-I-P-O-T-E-N-C-E, omnipotent. That means the power to do anything at any time. You can call on God anytime. At anywhere. This power belongs to someone who has unlimited power, which is our God. He is all powerful. We complain, we get upset about things that may not go the way we think. But I serve notice on everybody on this line that can hear me tonight. If you serve a limitless God that can do anything, you must keep your faith and trust that he can do it. Ephesians 3:20, you guys, King James Version says, Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly of all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, okay? The Message Bible says the same thing. It says God can do anything. This is the same scripture. You know, far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. He does it not by pushing us around, but by working with us. Glory to God. His Spirit deeply and gently within us. Okay? So the verse reveals God can do amazing things in our lives. Am I right about it? And it says
right about
there is
it. Come
some
on.
Of power inside us that does it by. We know that God comes into us when we are born again. Tell somebody, we know that's power. Praise God.
Oh, that's power.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, there are so many miracles. I got a miracle, two miracles right in my home. One,
well,
was healed of cancer, and my husband was healed also. There are so many miracles that show God's power. He has done, and he is still doing for us. Now, this is some of the power. Power over disease. He healed the lame. He healed leprosy. He made the blind see, and he made the deaf hear, okay? Here's another power, power over nature. He calmed raging storms, walked on water, multiplied the fish and the loaves. Two fifths, the power of the spiritual realm. This is his power, God's power. He forgave sins, cast out demons, made the dead rise. I have a question for you all. Do we really realize who we belong to? Do we understand who is on our side? We know that God is on our side on a daily basis. He wakes us up every morning. Hallelujah. Enclosed in our right mind, we do understand that God is on our side. The God of heaven is all-powerful God. He is with us at all times. Even in our times of despair, God is with us. Even in our time of sadness, God is with us. Even in our time when we not think that we don't have enough, God is with us. Jesus is with us. He's still Alpha, hallelujah, and Omega, the beginning and the end. God gives his power to stand when destruction comes. He gives it to us. When people try to destroy us with their tongues and telling lies against us, God gives us power to stand when destruction comes. God gives us power in a bad, faithless situation. Some of us feel like our faith is not strong enough in situations, but God gives us power to go through those things. God gives us power to stand against the wiles of the devil, which is the enemy. Hallelujah. The bottom line, God is who he said he is. God is God because he is the embodiment of all faith and all power and all priesthood. The life he lives is named eternal life. That's what we're working for eternal life. The power of God shows us that God is not made, is not a made-up story for people, but he is a great reality. And he says in one of our scriptures that I am, that I am. Glory to God. Without the power of God, our faith is empty. God is not a fantasy. He is real. He is full of life and power. He lives today. God is not dead. Tell somebody, God is not dead. He is yet alive. Hallelujah. Because we can feel him on a daily basis. The manifestations of God's power. One, he created the world in 6 days, and on the seventh day he rested. How powerful is that? God is so powerful, he just spoke this world we live in into existence, and God spoke it and it was done. But as believers, we need to learn with power that God gave us, that lives within us. We have the power to speak things into existence with our mouth by faith. And when we speak it by faith, we must believe that God hears us and it's going to be done. According to our faith, we have to rise above our circumstances that may not be what we think or what we want to reach in ourselves. We have to reach, y'all, in ourselves, in our deepest being, where the power lives, and ask God to jumpstart the power he has given us by trusting that he will. God wants to become a powerful reality to all of us, not just a nice idea or a faith that helps us hold on, but a life-changing power. How many people want a life-changing power?
Oh, hallelujah.
That heals the sick, that heals the brokenhearted, that heals us from bad situations, that heals our money, that heals our letdown, that heals our faith process. God is here to heal, deliver, if we trust who he is to us. God is all power, and he has it right in his hand. Hallelujah. We have to believe that God is who he says he is. If we're going to serve him, we have to believe that God, whatever he wants, glory
Come on, sis.
It's going to bring us through. Hallelujah. Every bad situation, every
come
bad
on.
Situation, we have to believe, hallelujah, that God is going to bring us through because he has all the power in his hands. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Every situation that the devil throws at us, every dart, every if and every when that comes against us, we have the power within us to speak, hallelujah, to that situation, and things change according to our faith. Remember that God is alive and well, and he has all the power in his hands. Glory to God. Turn it back over to Bishop tonight. Glory to God.
Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. And glory to God again. We have heard a wonderful message about the power of God. Now, saints of God that are sitting in the studio, if you would like to put a praise on it or you would like to testify about the wonderful power of God in your life, or you would just simply like to encourage, hallelujah, our speaker of the hour, our beloved host and facilitator, Pastor Dorsell, if you would kindly press your 1 on your keypad on your phone, that will let me know that you, hallelujah, have a praise, glory to God, and that you would like to come in to this live worship service, because that's what this is.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
This is a worship service. To you, all of my friends that are sitting in all 3 of the chat rooms, hallelujah. We just want you to know that you too can participate. And before I go any further, you heard a powerful message about the power of God. And I want to tell somebody, this is within the sound of our voice tonight, that there is not a place that cannot be reached by God's grace. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want you to know tonight that it doesn't matter what you've done or how mm-hmm. you started out, but what is important is where you allow God to take you.
Mm-hmm.
So on tonight, if someone is within the sound of our voices and you have
yes.
not received Jesus in the pardon
yes.
of your sin,
yes,
let me introduce you to him. King Jesus, Lord, Savior, Counselor, Prince
yes,
of Peace.
God. Yes, Lord.
The living water, the bread of life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He is Master,
yes.
Lord. Hallelujah. Savior, transformer, mind regulator, because he is all powerful.
Yeah.
And all you have to do to get the holy hookup is ask.
Yeah.
Simply bow before the throne of grace.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Jesus and say, Jesus, Lord, Jesus. And there is no specific sinner's prayer. Because, see, you're talking about you. So you need to go to the Heavenly Father and you say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. And I'm coming to you right now and I'm asking you to forgive me of my sin. Because I believe that you are the Son of the living God. That you came and you died and you rose. Now, beloved, make it personal and say, just for me.
Yeah.
And all that I am, Father God, or I ever will be, I want you to use me. Come into my
yeah.
life and save me, change me, make me, mold me into
yes,
what
Lord.
You will have me to be
yes,
for your purpose and your
yes.
glory. And then, Lord, I pray it, this and all other things, in your holy, righteous, matchless name. And amen and amen. And if you just prayed that prayer with me on behalf of Pastor Dorcel Ware and myself, we would like to be the first two to welcome you into the family of God.
Yes,
and I want you to know, beloved, that we also want you to find yourself a church home, get into a Christ-centered, repentance preaching, transformation teaching church.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And you begin to study. And then you study to show yourselves approved. You begin to get, you get into your word, and before you start to read, you ask the Lord, the Holy Spirit, our parakletos, our teacher, to reveal to you the things that are of God and to help you to understand his word. And I know that right now many churches are not meeting, but we are in the age of computers and video conferences and Zoom. And if you, you know, so there is plenty of opportunities for you to join in a live worship service, even right here on the Spirit Alive Network. So I just want to tell you right now that God loves you, and so do we here at the Spirit Alive Network. Pastor Ware, I just want to say that was a wonderful, wonderful message. And I really, when I think about what's going on in the world today, you know, as you talked about the Israelites, we are no different today, as you said. We have Christians that put themselves in exile. It's one thing, they put themselves in exile. How you say, how they do that, Bishop? Well, they do that by not standing in the will of God. Because, see, when you're not in the will of God, you don't have access to the power of God.
Right.
And when you don't have access to the power of God, that means you're standing in and of yourself. And as my sister says, we're at war. This is a spiritual war. And the devil is not playing. He has come to kill, steal, and destroy everything that belongs to God, and that includes you.
Absolutely.
So, please, I want to say, I know that as you look around, it's easy for fear to creep in. It's easy for doubt to creep in. It's easy for you to hear other voices. But as my sister said, you've got, this is when our faith should be turned up. This is when, this is harvest time for those of us that love the Lord. Because even through COVID, let me explain something to you. If my sister, for especially for my young people, let me explain something to you. Think of every mental illness you can think of. Think of every physical illness that you can think of, including COVID. Our God is bigger than that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, he is.
Think of any worst situation that you can think of, and then you think about, and our God is bigger than that. Nothing can prevail against the will of God, not even the gates of hell.
Yeah.
So if you put your hands, your life in the hands of the one who can do all things but fail, who can provide all things because he owns all the cattle on all the hills. The one that can, hallelujah, he is El Shaddai, the God of more than enough. He is, hallelujah, Jehovah, Nisi, Jehovah, Jireh, the provider.
Yes, he is. Hey, God. Yes, Lord.
Okay.
He is.
And I want to encourage your hearts tonight that no matter what your eyes see, what your ears hear, God is still, we're going to take it back to the beginning, God is still in control.
Yes, he is.
And he's still sovereign.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, but through this whole pandemic, I've been nothing but blessed.
Hallelujah.
Nothing but blessed.
Yes, hallelujah.
I haven't went to a store one time and couldn't get a roll of toilet paper. I haven't been to a store one time and couldn't get some meat. or the supplies that I needed.
Absolutely.
You know, God will elevate you in the midst of the storm. God will bring you out if you only trust and believe. But before we get out of here, I'm going to ask Pastor Eric Ware, because he is a member also of the Spirit Alive family. I want him to come on in the room, and I would like for him to have a word, because this beautiful woman is his boo, his wife. Hallelujah. Pastor Ware?
Yes.
Come on in the room. Yeah, we family for real, okay?
Hallelujah. God bless each and every one on the radio station. God bless you for having us on the station. But continue
God
to have faith
you.
In God. Continue to have faith in God, no matter how the devil tries to throw the fiery dart, no matter how he tries to push you in the corner, you continue to trust and believe God anyhow, and keep on trusting, and keep on pushing, and keep on praying until something happens.
Yeah,
you see,
Paul
come on now.
Paul and Silas was locked up in jail because of an evil spirit in a woman.
Come on.
Paul and Silas refused to give up. Paul and Silas kept praising God and kept lifting up their voices to God. And God broke the hand of the enemy and caused an earthquake to come, shook the foundation, and opened up the prison doors.
Come on, brother. Tell them about
it. It wasn't supposed to happen that way. But because of what Paul and Silas done, they praised God in the middle of what they were doing. God honored it. And broke the hand of the enemy and shook the foundation and opened up the prison wall.
Yes, he did.
The wall, I'm telling you, the God is getting ready to shake the foundation and open up some doors for you that has been shut in your
Come
face.
On, bro. Bring that river
that you're not going to get the breakthrough. You're not going to receive the miracle. Ain't nothing going to happen. Ain't nothing going to turn around. God said, I'm going to shake the foundation. The things to happen. I'm going to shift the atmosphere and I'm going to bind the hand of the enemy and I'm going to give you the victory. And everybody
come on.
Goes to say, down and say, I got the victory.
I got the victory.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
No matter what the doctors say, I got the victory.
Yes,
you do. Come on.
I got the victory.
Yes.
No matter how my marriage is. It's going on. I got the victory.
Yes.
Come on now.
I got the victory.
Yes.
Yes, you do, sir.
God is saying, you got the victory. And it is now I'm giving you the victory. I'm going to shut the hand and shut the mouth of the enemy that's been trying to attack you, that's been trying to fight you, that's been trying to shut you down.
He says, you
got the victory.
Yes.
Hallelujah. 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 And if you want to rush that process, all you have to do is start saying hallelujah anyhow. Hallelujah in the middle of the storm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're praising God in advance. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And watch him shake that foundation. Because see, when you're doing the things that are pleasing to God, there is nothing that God won't do for you. God can stop time on your behalf.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There is
nothing
that God won't do for one of his. But just thank to God, we got to be in position to receive. We got to be living holy. We got to be in right standing with God. Righteousness is still in the Bible, saints. Holiness is still in the Bible.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
Because you got to remember, our God changes not. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Yeah.
You know, too many people think that the word of God is irrelevant for 2021. And I say the word of God has never been more relevant.
Amen.
Because if there was ever a time for the people of God to cry out to God, turn from their own wicked ways, humble themselves, seek God's faith, so that he can heal the land. I think it would be right about now.
Yes.
I think it would be right about now. But we've got to trust the power of God. Stop relying on our own power. Stop believing what our eyes see and what our ears hear.
Absolutely.
And listen, for those of you that God is calling and you, I don't know, you know, somebody's in your ear. I don't know if God called you to preach or not. Let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
When God calls you and purposes you, it's not a conference call. Okay?
Okay.
When God calls you, he's calling you.
Yes.
And you know, you might be out there like right now talking about, well, Lord, I just feel, you know, I'm just kind of out here in the wilderness. I really, you know, I'm not really, look, God doesn't call the equipped. He equips who he calls.
Yeah.
And as I said, we are at war.
Yes,
and you need to remember, you're just a yielded vessel. You're just a soldier.
Mm-hmm.
We're who God works through. So
mm-hmm.
what you worried about? You're a vessel.
Uh-huh.
So it's time for all of you that have a call on your life and you've been procrastinating and you've been waiting for God to provide you some signs. Well, look around you. How many more signs do you need? We're living in our last days. How many signs do you need? It's time for the people of God to get up, go out into the highways and the byways. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And tell people about the power of God. Tell people about the salvation of God. Tell people that there is hope in God.
Yeah.
Saints of God, we got to stop hoarding the Lord, okay? Christians, we have to stop hoarding Jesus, okay? We get our scriptures, we get our full on, and then we hoard it. We don't go out and share him with nobody.
Uh-huh. Right.
How are you, as if we tell them about it, somehow the power will be removed from us and given to them?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? See, God has the power to empower all of us. God has the power to bless all of us. God has the power. Hallelujah. He sets a table for each and every one of us. And he puts on that in the presence of our enemy. And he puts on that table what we need.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't going to have me sitting over there looking at Pastor Eric's table talking about, I need some of that on my table. Maybe I do, maybe I don't.
Right.
He ain't going to have Pastor Darcell sitting over there talking, I want some of that on Bishop Cook's table. That's on Bishop Cook's table. No, God prepares a table that's just for us.
Yes.
We don't have to have nobody's scraps. We don't have to have nobody's leftovers. God gives us the full measure because he's powerful like that.
Yes,
he's
he
sovereign like that.
Amen.
He's just good like that. So, sister, you got me stirred up. Honey, this message got me all stirred up. Because, see, I can't hear a good word without getting stirred up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you know what? I've been doing this now for 14 years, and I've been in ministry longer than Jesus was on the face of this earth, and I still get excited about the word of God.
Yes,
I still get excited about hearing about Moses in the Red Sea. I get excited because every time I hear it, it gets richer. It gets deeper.
Mm-hmm.
I love the word of God. And sister, I just want you to know I love the way you bring the word of God. I love the way that you allow God to use you. And I am going to just continue to make myself available to you and Pastor Ware and give you every opportunity to come forth, because in these times, we have so many servant leaders doing a whole lot of talking. But they're not saying a whole lot.
I hear you.
Yeah, I go there. I go there. They're not saying a whole lot.
Right.
They're not. People are sitting up in bodies of believers are coming together every Sunday, and people are still leaving undelivered.
Absolutely.
They're still leaving. They're just as hurt and broken as they are now than they were when they joined the church 20 years ago.
Yes, ma'am.
You
Amen.
Know, come on, saints. We got to do better. We got to unleash. We've got to position ourselves to unleash the power of God in our lives so that we can liberate others to unleash the power of God in their lives.
Yeah.
Amen.
So we just have to know that we know who our source is. We have to know that we know that he is always able.
Yeah.
And we have to know that no matter what the situation is, sometimes some of us, I'm going to say this too, some of us need to learn how to be grateful. The Lord was steady providing for the Israelites out there on that journey. And what should have took them a few days took them 40 years because of all that disobedience and disobeying and whining and complaining.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we just need to stop all that whining and complaining because, see, we're so busy whining and complaining, we can't see the blessing in front of us.
Right.
Man, amen.
The blessing gets hidden in, that's a trick from the enemy. It's called distract and divert. Distract and divert. Because, see, while they were complaining, they were not thinking about the fact that their bellies were full.
Mm-hmm.
They were not thinking about the fact they had their daily needs met. They were getting their spiritual needs met.
Mm-hmm.
But now, they were too busy complaining.
Absolutely.
Let me explain something to you. God never takes us backwards. You know, I should have stayed in California. No, I shouldn't.
Because,
see, God never takes us backwards. We're being moved from glory to glory. And we have to understand that, you know, we need to start expecting God to move us from glory to glory.
Amen.
And if you, the reason a lot of us don't expect God to move us from glory to glory is because deep down in our sanctified souls, deep down in our souls, we know that we're not praying as we ought or we're not living as we ought. But we can correct that. You can get that right with God right now.
Absolutely.
Repentance is a repentance can be an all day, every day thing if need be. You know, because we don't want to get caught with our work undone. We don't want to get caught with unrepentant sin. Jesus said, "No man knows the hour of my return. I'm gonna come like a thief in the night."
So
I ask you today: are you truly unleashing the fullness of God's power into your life by trusting him, believing him, expecting him, and respecting his process? Thanks to God, some of us need to do more than just seek God's hand. We need to seek his heart.
We need
to seek his heart. We need to just go up there and hang out with Jesus some on days. Say, Lord, I didn't come up here for nothing, really. I just came up here to sit and inquire in your temple and just admire your beauty and just sit here and listen to whatever you want to say. Speak, Lord. Thy servant is listening.
Yeah.
You know, too many of us run up to the Lord. We don't get the power we need at least because we too busy talking. Like God wasn't sitting there looking at you. Well, Lord, I need your power. Lord, I need your power.
Amen.
Try just hushing up and receiving it then. You
That's
know,
right.
Come on now. I'm keeping it real up around here. I'm trying to get somebody delivered.
Amen.
I want somebody to be not just saved. I want you to be delivered. I want you to get healed from some stuff.
Right. Healed.
You know?
Absolutely.
I want you to be able to pull down some strongholds in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I just want to praise God, and I'm going to, again, Pastor Dorsell, I want to thank you for getting us stirred up in this discussion because it was so good, and I just wanted to give everybody an opportunity if they felt led to speak. They're more than able. You know, I just want them to know everybody's voice is welcome to be heard here. And while I'm on that, we just here at Spirit Alive Network, we want to take a moment and just thank our new listeners, our new family in the United Arab Emirates. Praise God. We love you. Welcome. And we'd also like to say welcome to our new family in Frankfurt, Germany. We are so blessed that you are listening. We praise God for you. And we just want you to continue to listen to the anointed speakers here at Spirit Alive. And you are welcome to call in, join in. Hallelujah, because it's always a family affair here at the Spirit Alive Network. So, Pastor Dorsell, I'm going to give you back the mic for your program and let you have your final comments for this evening, and I will close the program for you.
Okay. Bishop, I don't know if somebody's on there. Did somebody push one and want to say something? I keep hearing somebody.
I didn't
somebody.
See it.
Oh, okay.
That's your mic. Yeah, I've got everybody muted, actually.
Okay. Praise God. I just want to say I just thank you for this opportunity and just keep praying for me and Pastor Ware that God keeps directing our lives and we keep having an ear to hear from God. Always open up your ear gates to hear what God has to say to your spirit man, your ear.
Yes.
Because it is a must in this day and time that we need to hear from God on a daily basis.
Yes.
As I'm on this line, you pray for my husband, pray for me, that God will keep us covered in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we come now just praising you. Hallelujah. For your humble servants, Pastor Dorsell and Pastor Eric Ware. Father God, we thank you for their praise reports. We thank you for their testimony. Father God, we thank you for their heart set and for their love of you and your people. Now, Father God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you bind this mighty message, hallelujah, and that the people of God will take this message and apply this word to their daily lives. We pray, Lord God, that they would recognize your power everywhere that they go and that they would stop, drop, and give you glory, hallelujah, in their spirit. Lord God, I just pray for every unsaved person out there. Hallelujah. We pray, Father God, that they will hear a word from someone, that they will experience an act of loving kindness from someone that will cause them, Father God, to come to you. And Lord God, I want to thank you for every person that was listening in the studio, every person that was listening in all three of the chat rooms. Lord, I thank you for everyone that was listening via their computers, via Skype, Lord God. I just want to thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity to go out all over the world and reach your people. Lord, only you have that kind of power. Only you, Lord God, can draw because only you can save, Father God. I just want to ask your continued financial blessings, spiritual blessings, hallelujah, physical blessings over my brother and sister, the Wares. Lord, bless their beloved son. Bless every member of their family. Lord, provide their every need according to your riches and glory. Because, Lord, they believe in your power. They know prayer works. So, Lord God, you have said and declared and decreed, Father God, in your holy word, that you will withhold nothing from those that call you Abba Father. And Lord, we just want to thank you tonight for being our Abba Father. I want you to ask your blessings upon the mothers, Lord God. Mother Mary,
Lord.
Mother Mitchell, Mother Pastor Ware's mother, everybody, all the mothers, Jesus.
Yes.
Touch them, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, touch the children, Jesus. Let them see your power. Those babies, Lord God, that might be being exploited, being abused, Lord God, show up and show your power, Father God.
Yes,
and rescue
God.
Them in the name of Jesus. Yes. Show your power to these abusers, Lord. Show up and show your power to the battered woman, to the battered child. Show up, God, and show your power to the governments, Lord God, that sit here and play with people's lives as if we were pawns on a chessboard. Show up, Lord God, and show them your power. Show your power in the White House. Show forth your power in the United Nations. Show forth your power in every principality everywhere all over this world, God. Lord, show us your power. Show us your glory.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Lord, show up and show the world who you are through us. Continue to use us, Lord, for your purpose and your glory. Continue to bless us to be a blessing to others, Father God. Continue, Father God, hallelujah, to give us a new song, a fresh anointing, and a deepening understanding of who you are, because we love you just that much, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And we just want to say thank you. In your wonderful, precious, holy name, I pray it all. I thank you for these servants. I thank you for these listeners. I thank you for this time and this season and what you're doing in us, through us, and for us. Lord, I just say thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Saints of God, you have been, hallelujah, you have been listening to Walking in Virtue with your anointed pastor and host, Pastor Dorsey Ware, who did a phenomenal job on this evening. We just pray that you heard something that truly blessed you as much as it blessed us, hallelujah. I want to thank Pastor Eric Ware, hallelujah, for always being God's watchman on the wall and standing forth and covering us, hallelujah. I want to thank you, my dear brother, for that. I just want to just say continue. We just pray that you continue to acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And from our household to your household, it is the fervent prayer of each and every pastor or servant leader here at Spirit Alive that you truly be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you. From all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network, good night, everybody. I love you, Pastor Dorsey. Love you, Pastor
Eric.
You
too.
God bless you. Thank you. God bless you.
Good night.